This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Last episode on the Hanbali school, Sheikh Hatim al-Hajj mentioned that Najd is the location of the bulk of Hanbali Asanid. Sheikh Yusuf now is involved in Egypt, and he has many Hanbali scholars in Egypt. So I'd like, Sheikh, if you could kindly, and first of all, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time out, if you can kindly expound upon the existence of the chain, the Senate of the Hanbali school in Egypt, some of its a'lam, some of their positions, and until today, how is it flourishing today? Where is it today and its status today?
Thank you for having me. The Hanbali Mazhab, it is claimed to be a little bit different from the other Madahib. There is no book in fiqh that has been authored in the Madhab to tell us about the Ijtihad of Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu. It's not like the Shafi'i Madhab, for instance. We do not have something like Muwatta in the Maliki Madhab. We do not have many Mujtahideen at the time of Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu like the Hanafi Madhab. So it's based on the Isnad. There is nothing in the Hanbali Madhab that goes without Isnad. That's why we have a lot of Hanbali Muhaddithin in the Madhab that were serving the Madhab. The issue of the Isnad is a little bit problematic since at the time of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. And although the Madhab has been established in terms of the relied upon position of the Madhab here in Egypt by great mashayikh like Ibn al-Najjar, wal-Buhuti, wal-Khalwati, the golden chain of the Hanbali Mazhab. Al-Buhuti, al-Khalwati, Ibn Qa'id al-Najdi, who was an Egyptian scholar, and Ibn Awd al-Mardawi, who was also an Egyptian scholar. At some point, we do not really find any traces of the Hanbali or the Egyptian Isnad of the Hanbali Mazhab. When I started studying with my Sheikh, the Grand Sheikh of the Hanbali Mazhab in Al-Azhar al-Sharif, Sayyidina Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Hanbali, when I went to Al-Jama' al-Azhar al-Sharif to study with him, I told him, where does the Hanbali Isnad go? Where does it go? Who is your shuyukh? A question that my sheikh would receive easily without having any troubles or feeling challenged by the question. He said, my shuyukh are, and he listed a number of shuyukh. He said, I narrate the Hanbali Madhab from a number of shuyukh. The first name he mentioned, surprisingly, was Sheikh Hanabila in Saudiya. Abdullah ibn Aqil, rahimahullah ta'ala. This makes one feel that, yes, this is correct. The Hanbali Mazhab exists in Najd, exists in Saudiya. And then he said, I only met him for 40 days and I received a lot from him. But the real Isnad of the Hanabila will be found, he said, will be found in Bilad al-Sham, in Syria. Then he listed the number of shuyukh that taught him in Al-Jami' Al-Azhariyah. The number of shuyukh that Al-Azhar al-Sharif imported from Bilad al-Sham, from Syria. I am a man of hadith. I'm not sure why I was taken to fiqh at some point. I had to, because the Hanbali Mazhab doesn't really have a lot of people who defend it well when it comes to showing the real Hanbali Mazhab. I had to because my mashayikh commanded me to do so. All the asanid that you receive when you take an ijazah from a Hanbali sheikh nowadays, most of the asanid, they will go through Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, his grandsons, or some Hanbali Najdi Mashayikh who held the aqidah of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab one way or another. Maybe they were harsher than Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab himself when it comes to these issues of aqidah. But we have what I call a clean isnad. And when I call it clean isnad, this is because I do not like the aqidah of Muhammad ibn Wahhab, and I do not like calling Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab or his students or his companions in general, his ashab in general, Hanbali scholars. And they said in general, so some of them can be Hanbali. This clean isnad goes through Bilad al-Sham in the family of Ash-Shatti. Ash-Shatti was a great scholar in the Hanbali Mazhab. He had a hashir on Ghayat al-Muntaha, Bil-Jam'i Bayna al-Iqna'i wal-Muntaha, one of the most important books in Mazhab. And this family, the family of Ash-Shatti, they kept and preserved the Hanbali isnad. And this isnad, at some point, went to the family of the Mufti of Duma. Duma is like a city near Damascus or in Damascus in Syria. And this is the isnad that my sheikh received from the grandson of the Mufti of Duma. That goes to the rest of the A'imma of the Hanbali Madhab, every one of them, including Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah himself, without passing through Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. This shows you that there are many Hanbali asanid other than the isnad that goes through Abdul Rahman ibn al-Hasan, the grandson of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. This is one thing when it comes to the narration of the Hanbali Mazhab. But you know that a lot of the scholars, especially the Azhari scholars, they do not really care about the issue of the isnad when it comes to the isnad according to the meaning of it in Ulum al-Hadith. They care more about at-talaqi, taking, receiving al-ilm from the Shaykh, regardless of giving you an ijazah or following the protocol of narrating what you received from the Shaykh. If we take this into consideration, you'll find a lot of shuyukh from whom my Shaykh received the Hanbali Mazhab, especially in the university, in Azhar University. And they were all from Bilad al-Sham, except for one who came from Egypt, whose name is Shaykh Abdul Razzaq Khafaja, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he never cared about this issue of giving ijazah or isnad also. Yes.
Okay, so that means basically most of the asanidis are combined between, you said, some in Egypt, but the bulk from ulama is Sham. Can you tell us something about your direct sheikh, which you mentioned, Sayyid Muhammad al-Hanbali? Could you give us a little brief biography of him and his positions on important matters?
Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Hanbali has been, for a while now, the only Sheikh of the Hanbali Mazhab in Jam' al-Azhar al-Sharif. It's a very honorable position. The Grand Imam of al-Azhar al-Sharif requested him to teach the Hanbali Mazhab in Jam' al-Azhar. Before COVID, the Sheikh had a couple of durus in Jam' al-Azhar al-Sharif. He was teaching the Hanbali Mazhab, Hanbali Fiqh, Hanbali Usul. He has been doing this maybe since 2006-2008. The Sheikh is the direct student of the majority of the living scholars in the High Committee of Scholars in Azhar al-Sharif. And he teaches at Hanbali Mazhab outside Azhar al-Sharif as well. And people nowadays, even the ones who do not really follow the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they regard him as the Shaykh of Al-Hanabila.